Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler takes first base on ball four. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wurstler moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wurstler tags and scores. Reagan tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Haas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McNair. McNair fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McNair. Reagan scores. Durst moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. McFadden moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFadden scores. Wurstler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Webb strikes out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reeves moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive to left field. Durst throws towards the infield. McFadden fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McFadden. Haas moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. McFadden reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dip Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Durst reaches second base with a double. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Shang pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Durst hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Haas reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Collins moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Haas scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw now pitching. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reeves. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Reeves steals second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to third. 1 out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reeves scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFadden bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reeves. Dykes moves to third. McNair moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. McNair scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Ed Durham now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wurstler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. George Smith pinch runs for Jack Rothrock. Charlie Small pinch hits for Bill Reagan. Lefty Grove now pitching. Otis Miller pinch hits for Charlie S. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Miller moves to second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 7, Athletics, 7. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing shortstop. Otis Miller now playing second base. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Grove reaches second base with a double. Dykes goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.